Imagine having the life of your dreams. Not temporary cash and glory, but happiness and inner peace. Explore new ways to be a creator and take your own journey into greatness. Is it possible? What does it take to make that happen? It takes the person known for extreme results. He's called the Cage Breaker and the Ultimate Catalyst. Coming back from the brink of death and now crushing it for himself and his clients, this is Your Ultimate Life Podcast with Kellen Flukiger.
Today's episode is about another word that is in my personal truth and commitment statement, just like yesterday's was. And the next 20 or so days are dealing with the pieces of that that have helped me create the ultimate life. And this is another one that I've had terrible trouble with over the years. And I suppose that's why those words all show up in my personal truth and commitment statement, is how much work I do and have done and have needed to do on creating these characteristics in my life. So this podcast today is about the word integrity. And some people may wonder what the difference is between yesterday's honesty and today's integrity. There's a lot of difference, and we'll explore just briefly what that is. You know, there's a whole couple of hour lecture that I've given in places where I've gone to speak on integrity and on honesty, both of them. So I'm not pretending in any sense to be able to do either one of them complete justice in a short podcast. But we're going to talk about it in the length that we have, and I hope it's thought provoking. So remember, your ultimate life is a life of purpose, prosperity, and joy. Purpose means you know what you're about and you're about it every day. Prosperity means your life is rich, both in terms of assets and in terms of experience. And that's really important because, as it turns out, when we get ready to die or when we get older, experience is far more valuable than assets. Although I certainly didn't know that as a youngster. And by youngster, I meant even until I was past 30 or even 40. I didn't realize how much more valuable experiences were than assets until probably the last 10 years, as I've changed my whole life and created a new life for myself. So the ultimate life is a life of purpose, prosperity, and joy. And joy means it's fun, you love it, every day is beautiful. Now, sometimes people ask me, well, Kellen, what, you're pretending bad things don't happen, you're pretending there aren't struggles, you're pretending, you know, COVID didn't happen or other illnesses, or it's just sad because in the middle of this COVID thing, two of my friends, and I mean good friends that I know, and another person that wasn't a good friend but a good acquaintance, have come down with terminal illnesses. And so death, one of them's already passed away as I make this podcast today, and another one is not very long for this world. And then I have other family members and others that are also in that similar situation. I don't know if they're terminal or not. So I'm saying all that not for any sympathy, but to let you understand, as a listener, my beloved friend and listener, it has nothing to do with the number of struggles you have. Remember when we talked about finding your purpose in life? One of the key tenets was to use your adversity to figure out how that adversity, struggle, pain, sorrow, heartache, challenge, whatever you want to call it, had shaped your life and given you specialized empathy to create your purpose. So in no way am I suggesting that a life of joy means a life without challenge and struggle. And in fact, I would maintain the opposite. The greater the struggle, the greater the joy. The joy you have is proportional to the ownership that you take in life. And we'll be talking about that in a different podcast. But anyway, the ultimate life, a life of purpose, prosperity, and joy that you or I create by serving others with our divine gifts. And all of the podcasts are about all those things. So today it's about integrity as one element of my personal truth and commitment. And I'm going to do things in three little parts like I always do. First is, what is integrity? And the second part is, why does it matter? And the third part is changing habits. So maybe you've been a person or are a person of extremely high integrity, or maybe you're a person of partial integrity, or maybe you have situational integrity where you feel like the integrity you bring to a situation is depending on the situation, the person, and this and that and the other. I've been in all those places. I've been a person of terrifyingly low integrity. I've been a person of situational integrity. And now I'm a person of high integrity. And my striving and my declaration is to be in absolute and complete integrity. So I'll share with you the phrase that's in my personal truth and commitment statement, which is what guides my life every day. And that is, I am integrity and do what I say and am what I seem with no camouflage, duplicity, or guile. Now, that's a long explanation, but I started with I'm integrity and I do what I say. But that to me was not anywhere near enough. And in fact, that short definition is what used to get me in trouble because it was often about what was not said. Because when you get good at lying, like I used to be, you get good at implying that certain things are true. You get good at making it seem like thus and such. And so, well, I didn't lie. And that's not integrity. That is not integrity. That's a game. It's a sham. You feel it. You know it. And the person who's on the receiving end knows it too. So integrity for me is I do what I say and I am who I seem to be with no camouflage, duplicity, or guile. And guile is a word that's not used a lot, but it means to have ulterior motive, to be sneaky, to be trying to do, like pretending you're doing something for good and it's really for your own benefit. I think it's one of the reasons that people have such trouble with selling when they are heart-centered entrepreneurs, and they're not just about greed and making money. Heart-centered entrepreneurs are those that sincerely want to do good. And I've met a lot of healers and a lot of people that are coaches and others besides regular entrepreneurs that own bricks and mortar or service-based or product-based businesses. And often with those that are healers, they have this feeling that if they sell something, they are charging and they shouldn't be, and there's this conflict. And when I say guile means I'm trying to fool you. I'm trying to fool you into thinking I'm doing this out of love or kindness when really there's a big benefit for me and that's what I'm focused on. And that doesn't mean and should never be interpreted to mean that you don't get benefits. You do. You get huge benefits. The benefit of integrity is you can have an ultimate life full of purpose, prosperity, and joy. And yes, by prosperity, I mean abundance of substance and of experience. All right, so let's talk about what integrity is. Well, the definition I would give is, you know, you're going to have your own, but my definition is just what I said. I do what I say, and I am who I seem with no camouflage, duplicity, or guile. One of the highest compliments someone paid me, and I didn't even think about it at the time, is I met someone at a conference, and I was a speaker at a conference, and I met someone during the break, and they came up to me, and they'd seen lots of videos that I'd done on Facebook, and if you follow me on Facebook, you know, I put a lot of video there, and I have a YouTube channel also called, not surprisingly, Ultimate Life Formula. It's a little bit different than Your Ultimate Life, which is the podcast. But anyway, they came up to me and they put their hand in front of their eyes, and you'll have to visualize this with me, but they put their hand in front of their eyes so they couldn't see me and then moved it away so they could see me, you know, back and forth, not see me, see me. And then they said, same dude. And what they meant was, with the hand in front of their eyes, it was like they were watching a video or seeing me on screen. So that what they were saying was, a screen in person, same person, same dude. And it was funny at the time, and we laughed. Later, I thought about it, and I thought that was one of the highest compliments he could give me. It's like there was no difference between who I appear to be and who I am in real life when he can sense the personal and energetic person that I really am. So integrity is doing what you say. It's being who you seem to be with no ulterior motives, with no intent to fool or to get you, you know, take advantage or any of those things. And I use the words no camouflage, duplicity, or guile because they work for me. So that's what integrity is. It's being that person with no hidden stuff, right? All right. So why does it matter is part two. And again, in the context of creating your ultimate life, it matters supremely, like a million, billion, trillion percent, because you, I can promise you this, you cannot create a life of purpose, prosperity, and joy if you don't live in integrity. Now, I'm not pretending I'm perfect or anybody's perfect, so don't hear that. But as a principle, when it's in my personal truth and commitment statement, and I say that every single day, and I have it memorized, and sometimes more than once, I say to myself, I am integrity, and do what I say, and am who I am seen, with no camouflage, duplicity, or guile. That reminds me, it grounds me, it says, okay, this is who I am. Now, if you think about your ultimate life, your personal truth and commitment, like, what would you say about you? You know, maybe you wouldn't use the word integrity, or maybe you would, or maybe that's never been an issue and you are already a complete master of that, you know, a Zen Supremo 10th degree black belt in absolutely doing everything you say and being who you seem to be. I certainly wasn't, and it caused a lot of heartache, and it is a gigantic barrier to creating your ultimate life. And again, defined the way that we've defined it, which is a life of purpose, prosperity, and joy that you create by serving others with your divine gifts. So that's why it matters, because people can depend on you. Okay, you are your word is one way people say that. That means people know. If you say something, it will happen. And if in some strange circumstance, and this happens in real life, you get interrupted, something gets in the way, that if it doesn't happen, you will clean it up. In other words, it might be as simple as telling someone, calling them, you know, I told you I was going to do this. I can't. Here's what I can do for you instead. Here's a replacement. Here's a suggestion. I apologize for the, you know, problem I've caused. And you do what you need to clean it up if you cannot be in integrity. So that drives a couple of thoughts. One is, be really careful what you say, because if you are going to be your word, meaning what comes out of your mouth means what you will do. Even when we talk about honesty, it's truth. And integrity takes it a step further. It's what happens. It's what you create with your behavior. Then be super careful about what you say, what you promise, so that you can be integrity. The benefit of that is then people know they trust you. Absolutely what you say is truth. That also means you can trust yourself, which is one of the most important benefits. One of the things that I work with people on as a coach most powerfully is keeping their word to themselves. We don't do that. We say, oh, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to start this marketing campaign, or I'm going to lose weight, or I'm going to create a business, or I'm going to finish this project, or I'm going to. And we don't. And what that does by living out of integrity over and over and over and over again is we then don't trust ourselves and we don't like ourselves. And that is not a life of purpose, prosperity, and joy, because you don't like who you see in the mirror. So it's important in terms of learning to love yourself truly and deeply. It is important in terms of creating the person you want to be, unless what who you want to be is a person that is not dependable and can't be trusted. And I can't imagine, if you're trying to create the ultimate life, why that would be true. So I'm going to just take it off the table. So if you want to be a person that has purpose, prosperity, and joy, figuring out how integrity looks in your life is really important. Now, I've given you the words that I use, and I'm not saying there's anything magic about that. Those resonate powerfully for me. They shake me up inside. They grab my soul by the throat and say, pay attention here. This is who I am. Not because anybody told me I needed to be, but because I chose it. And that's the cool thing about all the personal truth and commitment statement parts, is it's just something you choose to do because you can. Now, the third piece of today is changing habits. Maybe you don't need this part, and maybe you're a person that's already living in integrity. But when I had to change a lot of habits about integrity, it needed to start with me. Am I my word to myself? And so the first thing I had to do is pay attention to what I said, to listen. Yeah, I'm gonna do that. I quit doing that. Every time I heard the word I'm gonna, I stopped. I would stop the sentence, mid-sentence, and I would think, what am I about to say? Do I mean it? Can I make this happen? And so that was first a thing I had to do. And it started with the tiniest things. I have a little phrase that I use with coaching clients called, I said it, I did it. I said it, I did it. And you can start with the tiniest things. The tiniest things. And what it does is it creates a habit. And when you do it over and over and over and over again, even with the tiniest things, then the phrase, I said it, I did it, becomes a musical chant. And it becomes the thread, the drumbeat of your life. When you say it, you do it. Now, obviously, things sometimes interfere, and then that requires also doing something, cleaning it up, redoing an agreement, doing something else, whatever. But the drumbeat is, I said it, I did it, I said it, I did it. So that's the first piece to changing your own personal habit. Listen to what you're saying, slow down with what you speak, and then make sure that you can be your word by saying less and slowing down and listening. Now, changing habits, that's with yourself. Changing habits with other people is the same process. Listen carefully to what you are about to say. When someone asks you, can you do that? Think carefully. Can I? Will I? Am I willing to move any heaven and earth to get that done? And then make the commitment that you do or don't make accordingly so that you can be trusted. That's a hard thing to do. It starts slow and it builds on itself. But I can promise you that learning to be integrity and being your word is a super powerful ingredient in moving down the road to create your ultimate life. Open your heart
and this time around. Thank you for listening to today's episode. We hope that you take it deeply into your heart and decide for yourself how you can create anything you desire. If you like what you heard, please subscribe to this podcast and share it with your friends. As always, we'd love to hear your feedback and topic suggestions. Until tomorrow, this is Your Ultimate Life with host Kellen Flukiger. Stand with your heart in the sky.